Listener Production.
Hi there, it's Andrew Schell with the latest. The Council to Homeless Persons is reporting nearly half of its Victorian frontline workers are considering leaving the job. That follows a recent survey of 250 people. CEO Deborah Di Natale says the best way to reduce the workload is to ensure people facing homelessness can be placed into a home.
The best way that we can do that is to make sure that we build 6,000 new social houses across Victoria every year for the next decade to meet demand.
A box of CCTV cameras worth nearly $400 was allegedly stolen from an Echuca hardware store in early February. Police are now appealing for information, with a man reportedly entering the Ogilvy Avenue store on February 2, taking the box and leaving without paying. Best call Crime Stoppers if you have any information. If you're passionate about Goulburn Valley sport, Greater Shepparton Council may have the role for you. It's looking for some people to sit on its Hall of Fame Advisory Committee. The group manages Shepparton's Sports Hall of Fame. And AFL Gippsland now has a newly established region council that's to help run things locally. Meantime, AFL Victoria head Greg Madigan says the sport took a hit during COVID.
Out of COVID, there definitely has been some pullback from volunteerism, not only in football but across the board. But certainly from a participation point of view, AFL footy's bounced back, and where last year we were above 2019 levels, so, and this year we'll surpass those levels again.
Goulburn Valley product and Eagles young gun Harley Reid has been recognised for his stellar performance in Sunday's win against the Tigers. He's the Rising Star nomination this week as the club now prepares for Derby 58. He says he's enjoying his time out west.
The club's welcomed me with open arms, even the players and staff. They've been huge for me, even the environment I'm in over here. I think the people externally are just such, they got such a great support network over here.